From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama says a big mortgage settlement reached today with major banks helps turn the page on an era of recklessness. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the $26 billion deal will settle claims stemming from fraudulent foreclosures.
President Obama hailed what he called a landmark settlement, surrounded by some of the state attorneys general who helped to broker the deal. People who lost homes to faulty foreclosures will be eligible for small cash settlements. Mr. Obama says other borrowers still in their homes could get loan reductions or lower interest rates.
All told, this isn't just good for these families. It's good for their neighborhoods, it's good for their communities, and it's good for our economy.
$1 billion from the total will go to settle a separate claim unrelated to the robo signing. While Mr. Obama called the settlement a big help, he warns millions of other homeowners could use additional relief, and he urged Congress to okay a major refinancing proposal that he spelled out last week. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
New jobless claims are among the lowest levels in 4 years. The Labor Department says applications fell by 15,000 last week to a seasonally adjusted 358,000. And the less volatile four-week average is also the lowest it's been since spring of 2008. This comes a week after the government reported the unemployment rate dropped to 8.3%. Two executives credited with revamping Ford and its finances are retiring. Lewis Booth and Derek Cusack reportedly are stepping down April 1st. The Greek coalition government has finally agreed to a deal for a new bailout to save Greece from a messy default and a possible exit from the eurozone. But the deal has more austerity measures, and as Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens, unions are calling for strikes and protests tomorrow and Saturday.
Unions are protesting a 22% cut in the minimum wage, which is currently about $1,000 per month before taxes. They say Greeks can't take any more austerity. The labor minister agrees and has resigned over the new measures. Unemployment is now at 20% and at 48% for young people. But the government says it's either austerity or a catastrophic default and a return to the drachma, the old currency. The new bailout is about $171 billion. Greece needs this deal and a separate bond swap that would cut the country's debt by at least 50% to stay solvent. Parliament is set to vote on the new bailout on Sunday. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
But U.S. markets seem to be responding positively, with the Dow up 27 points at last check at 12,911 and trading of more than 2.5 billion shares. NASDAQ gaining 12, it's at 29.28. S&P 500 up 4 at 13.54. You're listening to NPR News. The Mississippi Supreme Court is taking up controversial pardons granted by former Governor Haley Barbour in the days before he left office. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports at issue is whether state law gives the governor absolute power to grant clemency.
It might seem crazy that the inventor of the handheld camera won't make cameras anymore. But these days, Kodak moments need to be more profitable. And that means focusing more on online and retail-based photo printing, as well as desktop printing. Kodak also wants to expand its brand licensing program. That means other companies can put the iconic Kodak name on cameras and digital photo frames, but Kodak doesn't have to make the stuff itself. These steps are expected to save the company more than $100 million annually. But Kodak will take a $30 million charge to dump the business lines in question. Annie Baxter, NPR News.
Well, obviously, that was not a story about Mississippi Supreme Court considering whether former Governor Haley Barbour's pardons of inmates were legal. Let's go more into that story. Attorney General Jim Hood argued today that if those who received pardons did not run required public notification ads in daily papers for 30 days or in weekly papers for 5 weeks, the pardons are invalid under the state's constitution. Victims' advocates were outraged when inmates, including murderers, were pardoned, but Barbour says he stands by his decision. At last check on Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average up 30 points. It's at 12,914. NASDAQ gaining 13, nearly 0.5% at 29.29. This is NPR News.